This holiday season, we're profiling people in the community who have devoted their lives or careers to helping others. In this installment of our annual Life's Voices series, we meet Ginger Divin. She's Executive Director of Literacy Services of Wisconsin. Its volunteers help adults learn to read, to speak English, or get their GED. WUWM's Aaron Toner shares this profile.
This is the adult basic education classroom we're approaching.
Okay.
This is the biggest part of our program. Mm-hmm.
Ginger Divin is showing me around Literacy Services of Wisconsin in downtown Milwaukee. She has seen the skills it provides completely change lives.
It's very typical for people to come in with a deep sense of shame and embarrassment, especially those who have been non-readers and concealing it from the rest of the world. You know, it's a big source of embarrassment for people. So for them to actually face that fear of being humiliated because they don't have this skill, and then building that skill, they come in with their head down, looking downward, kind of slumped shoulders, you know, the typical features that you would expect from someone who doesn't have any confidence. And by the time they leave, they're holding themselves upright, they're making eye contact, they're smiling. I mean, it changes just how they are in the world.
In one classroom, adults work toward their GEDs. Photos of recent graduates in blue caps and gowns line a wall. In the other two classrooms, adults learn to read or to speak English.
So here we have materials around the room that we use with students at all levels. And again, in this particular area, it's incredibly diverse. People Yeah. come to us who are illiterate in their own language. And then we have students who come to us who may actually have multiple languages, just not English.
Divin became executive director here a year ago. Her earlier career included a decade at the Urban Ecology Center, doing marketing and development. When she completed her MBA at El Verno, Divin felt compelled to take on a new challenge.
My master's degree changed my life completely. It was something that I set out to do kind of later in life. And after I did it, I thought, wow, you know, I can really see how these intense educational experiences at any point in life can make huge impacts on people's lives.
Literacy Services serves between 400 and 500 people a year. They pay just $25 to enroll for however long it takes to achieve their goals. Divin recalls the story of Neera, a woman who came to Literacy Services with limited reading skills.
And her motivation was her children. She had four kids at home, and she could see that they were at that stage where they were kind of watching her closely and mimicking her and kind of doing whatever she did.
Divin says Neera worked for a year and a half on basic literacy, then began working on her high school equivalency.
While she was in pursuit of her GED, all four of her kids went from being C and D students to becoming A and B students and ending up on the honor roll by the time she graduated.
Divin says Neera's successes also propelled her mother and two sisters to enroll in programs at Literacy Services. They're all made possible by hundreds of volunteers. Each works one-on-one with students.
About a quarter of our tutors have been with us for 4 years or longer, and that means they've been here every single week for at least one 90-minute session with a student for that period of time.
As Divin completes her first year at Literacy Services, she's thinking about how it can grow to better serve the community. She hopes to expand computer training and teach people to better understand and interact with the healthcare system. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.